Kirby Yates, the Toronto Blue Jays closer, has been diagnosed with a flexor pronator strain in his right arm, and he's expected to miss, quote, multiple weeks per the club. Ben Wagner of Sportsnet was the person who tweeted out that particular report and effectively took what was already a crap Monday and made it even crappier. Thanks for doing that, Wagner.
Yeah, just me and my rainbows and sunshine.
What the hell?
Yeah. Not the good news. I mean, you talk to Charlie Montoya, you talk to Pete Walker, the number one priority of any spring training is to survive healthy. Mm-hmm. And there have been two major blows to significant pieces of their pitching, one in the rotation, and actually two in the rotation if you lump in Thomas Hatch, who I think was an outsider coming into camp. But now the guy that, by all intents and purposes, anointed your closer is gone, and gone multiple weeks is not good. You know, when the initial report comes out, multiple weeks sounds like a big problem.
Yeah, it sure does, Ben. Do we know anything about when this happened, where it happened?
He pitched on Saturday, and after that outing in Clearwater against the Phillies, like, the reports were good. Charlie Montoya seemed really pleased with the fact that he was able to throw, had not seen, I'm just thinking back here, and this is, you know, there's been some hours in between. I didn't remember being impressed with the overall velocity from that outing, and I think that's what people are going to go back and analyze. I've not looked that up yet to see if there was a significant drop-off, but I remember thinking, oh, the fastball looked okay, and he threw the splitter, which, you know, we've been waiting to see, and there was a pretty heavy dose of those. So I walked away from that outing, you know, pretty pleased for seeing Kirby Yates for just the second time, and thinking too that he was also on track. And that's one thing that he was leaning on. He wasn't concerned about early activity. It was the activity going down the stretch, getting those 7 to 8 outings in the final couple of weeks, and also pitching in a back-to-back scenario during the final week prior to going to New York. That was a big thing, and still is a big thing for a number of relievers, but most importantly for Kirby Yates. So we don't know when. We don't know when, and you can only go back so far, and it's only a couple of days.
Yeah.
So what is your initial read on, and again, understanding there's a lot of moving parts here. I mean, I had 14 pitchers. I had him making the team. You still have Romano and Dolis as guys with closing experience. What is the initial, like, as you look at sort of the rearranging that's going to have to happen here? And I think we all agree there's going to have to be some rearranging as a result of this. Who do you think is, quote-unquote, next man up as a closer? And what do you think the other ramifications are in terms of perhaps somebody like an Anthony Kay, or, I don't know, even a TJ Zoik making the roster who may otherwise not have made the roster?
I think the ripple effects of a rotation probably dictate TJ Zoik jumping in there, and the fact that they continue to talk about how that sinker ball, his back, and when he's throwing low in the zone, the kind of contact that he can induce. I think, you know, he is the front runner to lead into the rotation. Anthony Kay is a little bit more of a wild card for me because you like the lefty. You like what the lefty has displayed. He was good again yesterday over 4 frames. I'm not sure they want to pivot and plop him into the bullpen quite yet. But what this does do, it amplifies what you're asking of Ryan Borucki and Jordan Romano. I'm not sure Jordan Romano moves into the closer role yet. Mm-hmm. Rafael Dolis is somebody that has a ton of professional experience, not necessarily in that closer role, but the makeup of a fastball splitter combination is still there for Dolis. And it'll be a little bit more of a white knuckle ride with Rafael on the mound. But I just get the feeling that Rafael Dolis was going to get a chance to close out tight ball games at some point this season. But the impact of how Ryan Borucki and then Jordan Romano are used, middle to late game scenarios for the biggest outs of a ball game, definitely will get an impact here.
Yeah, and again, the health of Julian Merriweather becomes an interesting question again, too. Like, you know, whether you can get an inning or two out of him and exploit that arm that he has. You know, they're talking about him as a kind of a two-inning guy. But I guess Jeff and I were talking before you came on, Ben, about whether, you know, this, rather than trying to replace like with like, you know, not that there's not another Kirby Yates kicking around out there, but rather than replacing a one-inning guy with another one-inning guy, maybe you do try and get somebody who can give you, understanding that you may have issues with the rotation, that you give somebody who could be a little bit more of a bulk guy, and he becomes the 14th pitcher.
Yes, I think they were going to take 14 anyway to open the season.
Yeah.
I do it to piggyback on your point too about Julian Merriweather. I like Julian Merriweather, everything that he brings to the table, and it's great when he's on the mound and great and healthy. But for a bullpen guy, you would like to have somebody that you can go to that next day if it's really needed, without having one to not think about him if you use him for 2 days, let alone the three or four. There were times last year where the Blue Jays were a little short in the pen, and Julian Merriweather was off limits.
He was down, yeah.
It was down, so he couldn't even go to him. So that's a really big risk if you get into the regular season all of a sudden and you're still toying with that. Guys have got to be reliable in this season for the Blue Jays to have success, the way that it was stacked up for that end of the bullpen. And it, you know, it still could be there. We're still not sure, you know, how long Patrick Murphy and company will be down. You know, he was somebody that could come up and eventually, after that shoulder heals, perhaps, you know, jump into that bullpen scenario with electric stuff. But this is a definite blow, and it rattles many more things than just that closer spot.